Hello, listeners. This is Sarah Safransky, editor of ITO America. Today, I will be speaking with Elizabeth Brinton, Chief Business and Public Affairs Officer of the Sacramento Municipal Utility District. Elizabeth has been with the utility district since 2008 and is responsible for maintaining the utility's local, regional, and national image, as well as driving strategy for all external and internal messaging, positioning, and engagement. She is an experienced technology business executive working with everything from electronics to green IT. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Sarah. It's an honor to be here.
So the Sacramento Municipal Utility District is planning to install 600,000 smart meters, 50,000 demand response controls, and 100 electric vehicle charging stations by 2012. This is a huge task for any company to undertake. How do you plan on rolling out this implementation?
Well, first of all, we're rolling it out in natural phases. The first part of the smart grid implementation are the smart meters. We expect to have 80,000 of those installed by this June before ramping up to 50,000 to 60,000 per month on the install basis. And then the demand response controls, which are part of our overall economic development focus for our community, will start to take shape soon after the final terms of our smart grid infrastructure grant is negotiated with the Department of Energy. So you see they come in pieces. And then after that piece comes in, we'll have distribution automation and several other of our advanced renewable projects. So the phasing of this makes it very doable from an operations perspective.
And have you faced any resistance from customers on this? What are their objections or worries, and how have you addressed them?
No, we haven't. Customers have been very receptive in the Sacramento region. We're blessed, actually, because of being in the capital of Sacramento. We have a very savvy customer base. Many folks are very familiar and supportive of green energy and new technology advances. So actually, it's a very good place to start. So our customers have been appreciative, and as we're working also very diligently to have very deliberate community outreach and communication to make sure there's no misunderstanding. There's been some negative press from some of the results of other utilities, but that's a fundamental difference between an investor-owned utility and public power. We don't have to monetize our technology investment. Rather, we're focused on what's the right thing to do for our customers. So as a result, for example, we're doing a tremendous amount of community outreach, having workshops and community meetings to provide education for our customers. We've also have a live contact center, so if someone has a question about their install meter or smart grid, they can call and talk to a live and real person. And we also have a 14-day lead time for customer notification and communication. We also have a feedback loop with a survey process. And we have overall as a metric outside of the smart meter installation, we have a requirement for 95% customer satisfaction as part of our board policy. So we're on track with exceeding over 97% customer satisfaction for this year already, going into including with this big project. So it's something we take very seriously. And as I said, it's in our business model. It's core to our values as public power.
That's great that you have that connection with your consumers. What advantage will these meters bring to the utility district?
Well, there's two benefits. First of all, there's short-term and long-term. And then within both the short-term and long-term, there's benefits for the utility, which ultimately, because of our business model, translate back to the customer. And then there's specific customer benefits that people will be able to realize directly in their home or business. For example, with the smart meters, once the installation and the network is completed, customers will be able to start having real-time usage and energy information on a daily basis. So, for example, if you want to have an established budget for your family, and you'll be able to see where there may be fluctuations, and then you can have a family meeting and say, hey, who turned on the hot tub? And you can actually plan and develop a balance your energy usage according to your own family budget and make choices. Similar to today, we go to the grocery store and we say, hey, we, for example, may really love steak and prawns, but we're going to save that for a special occasion. And you can balance your own food budget by going to the grocery store and making shopping decisions. But historically, energy consumers have not had any options. They get a bill after the fact at the end of the month. And now with smart meters, they'll be able to see. And then SMUD, as a utility, we're rolling out a number of great programs that complement our already existing energy efficiency programs. So customers will have the tools to be able to better manage their energy use and ultimately make better choices. And this is all about convenience and comfort and value for the customer.
Yeah, it seems like you're really putting their energy usage back into their hands. How do you plan to utilize the more detailed data that you'll receive from these meters, like as a utility district?
Well, first of all, that goes back to one of the longer-term benefits for the utility as a whole. As we're able to automate the distribution system and the delivery of energy through our network, we'll be able to have better outage management control. We'll be able to have visibility into the distribution grid. And these are changes that, believe it or not, the grid has essentially been the way it has been for 100 years going back to Edison. So this new automation technology at the grid level will enable the grid operator, a utility like SMUD, to be able to have real-time energy information and as well seeing the flow of electrons, being able to really bring that right down to the distribution system level. So, for example, if we can get 1% to 2% of increased efficiency out of our grid, that translates back into savings for the utility that ultimately helps keep our rates low longer term, which benefits our customers, and also improves grid reliability, which is very, very important because everybody wants their lights on.
So these meters are really one step toward an eventual smart grid implementation. What are your next steps?
That's exactly right. The meters are just one piece, and I want to circle back to your question about the data because I jumped ahead a little bit. So going back to the data, the real benefit of the customer data is for the customer. So the utility isn't going to be doing anything with that information outside of its two-way relationship that we have with our customers. So, for example, a customer will have the benefit of having their own usage information, but it's private and remains confidential to them. And if they choose to participate in utility programs like greater energy efficiency or different billing programs that we may roll out in the future, that's their option and their choice. But otherwise, the data is theirs and it's private and confidential. And that's a really important point because we don't want people to be concerned with privacy, and we respect that greatly. So then going back to your smart grid question, smart meters are absolutely one step toward the eventual smart grid implementation overall. So as we look at this, one of the big goals that we have are overall carbon reduction and greening of our grid and adding more renewable energy to our portfolio. So in California, we have very aggressive and progressive energy requirements. So, for example, SMUD has already adopted a 33% renewable portfolio standard, which later, after our board had adopted it, the governor of California issued an executive order also establishing the recommendation of a 33% renewable portfolio standard. So the ability to then manage your grid and figure out how you're going to effectively and efficiently bring on intermittent resources into your grid is very, very important. And there's technical complications with that, that this new type of technology will enable to have that happen smoothly without sacrificing all important reliability. So overall, it's making the grid a system that's interactive and that there's real visibility in it from a management perspective for both reliability as well as outage management and ultimately for better customer benefit.
And do you believe the smart grid will live up to all of the hype it's been receiving recently in the news?
Well, the key part to that question is it's about timing. There's been a lot of overall hyping, and so people have to remember it's kind of about expectation setting. Right now, for example, last year in 2009, General Electric started having a smart grid Super Bowl ads promising a lot of the customer benefits, and those customer benefits are coming, and they're true, but it's going to take a couple years to get the full benefit of smart grid, the whole system-wide effect. So that's one of the key things to remember as we're talking to customers and also looking at business opportunities is that it's a phasing in over time. A lot of the technologies that are essential to smart grid are really still in the prototype and beta testing level. When you get out beyond the smart meter and you get into some of the promise of some of these new technologies, those are things that are not yet mature. They're still being tested. They're still in the first phases of commercialization. In some cases, they're still in the lab. So that's the key. The benefit of smart grid is coming, but from a consumer perspective and a business perspective, right-sizing expectations is going to be key, and that's part of timing and phasing.
That's a great point. Again, I was just speaking with Elizabeth Brinton, Chief Business and Public Affairs Officer of the Sacramento Municipal Utility District. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, thank you very much, Sarah. It's our pleasure.
This interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from top companies in North America. To download today's podcast, go to our website, www.itoamerica.com.